With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor, and the battle is on. A federal judge has blocked Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records. That temporary injunction comes after more than a dozen Democrat attorneys general sued President Trump in federal court in New York City. They allege the Trump administration allowed the team access to the Treasury Department's central payment system in violation of federal law. At the same time, the president, the work of Musk, White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
When it comes to slashing government jobs and agencies, Trump supporters are thrilled while critics are up in arms. The president says he's pleased with Musk's efforts so far, and there's more to come.
I've instructed him to go check out education, to check out the Pentagon, which is the military.
Musk's team has gained access to internal databases, some of which include private financial information on Americans. That access by political appointees has stirred privacy concerns. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Trump team continues tracking government spending and using tariffs to halt the flow of fentanyl from China into the country. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel and Hamas have conducted another hostage exchange for prisoners.
Hamas releases three more hostages, Eli Sarabi, Ohad Ben-Ami, and Or Levy. Cheers from Israelis watching on an outdoor screen in Tel Aviv, the three looking gaunt and frail, all taken when Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. In exchange, 183 Palestinian prisoners were released. With Gazans cheering for them on the Strip, this was the fifth swap in the six-week ceasefire deal. I'm Julie Walker.
States are absorbing substantial increases in health care costs for the poor. Experts say this because they realize the remaining Medicaid rolls over after COVID. This is SRN News. The 119th Congress has 13 LGBT members. With more on the story, SRN's Michael Harrington.
That's the most in U.S. history, but no more than the last Congress. At the turn of the 21st century, the 107th Congress featured only three people who were openly homosexual. It's different this time around, though, because one of the current congressmen is transgender. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride is a man who is living as a woman, and his presence has prompted House Speaker Mike Johnson to issue orders that no men be allowed to use women's bathrooms on the Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they've paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for children as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for those procedures. Denver Health in Colorado has stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under the age of 19. This is SRN News. States are absorbing substantial increases in health care costs for the poor.
Officials say that's because they realize people remaining on Medicaid rolls after COVID are sicker than anticipated and costlier to care for. In Pennsylvania, state budget makers unveiling the scale of that miscalculation, Governor Josh Shapiro proposing an increase of $2.5 billion in Medicaid spending next year. Analysts say pandemic protections that prevented states from disenrolling people from Medicaid helped to cloak the sickness of those who would remain enrolled after states began reevaluating recipients' eligibility. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks took a tumble on Friday. The S&P 500 fell 0.9%, the Dow sank 1%, and a sharp fall for Amazon after its latest profit report dragged the NASDAQ composite to a market-leading loss of 1.4%. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News.